This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, October 18th. Okay, so Joe Biden showed up and his meetings are getting canceled. Okay, he was supposed to go to Jordan to meet with the president of Egypt, obviously the king of Jordan, and some Palestinian representatives. You know, the Palestinians in Ramada are different than the ones in Gaza, where Hamas is the leadership down there. And so what's happening is he's been stiffed. You know, Anthony Blinken's been running all over the place trying to set up meetings with the president. And so he shows up and he got snubbed. And Iran's calling for the oil companies to boycott Israel now, and you can just see the tension is very high. Meantime, we're evacuating non-essential personnel from our embassy in Lebanon, and we have a do not travel warning for U.S. folks in Lebanon, and also the embassy's been locked down because they tried to burn it. Okay, so. What Joe Biden was going to do, obviously he's met with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Israeli representatives. What he's trying to say is that not all Palestinians are bad, and he's trying to appease his own party, who wants to accept a lot of Palestinian refugees. So he's trying to do double talk, but it just makes you look weak when you do that, and especially when you do it right in front of Benjamin Netanyahu. So what a mess. And of course, the tragedy at the hospital in Gaza was apparently a misfire from a Hamas rocket. And obviously Israel's being blamed for that, but they're not to blame from all the evidence from that the U.S. has cited, and of course Israel cited. And we have rising tensions. We also have rising budget tensions. Because the question is, how much is all this going to cost, okay? We have two aircraft carriers and all their support ships in the Eastern Mediterranean right now. Obviously, we are prepared to help Israel strike Hezbollah if they act up, okay? And right now, Israel's concentrated on the south and wants to clear out all the Hamas leadership. And it's just a mess. It's an absolute mess. So that is what's weighing on the stock market right now, okay? The bottom line is we have energy stocks. They're profiting from this. We have shipping stocks. They're profiting from this. But the other thing that's going on is, you know, yesterday the Biden administration stopped NVIDIA from selling its special chips to China. And I should explain what NVIDIA did. NVIDIA took its existing AI chip, but put a smaller bus on it so it could transfer data slower. They cannot send those modified chips to China anymore. NVIDIA's come out and said that's not going to have a material impact on their latest quarterly results. But you know, the whole chip sector is down right now. The other big developments going on is GM is postponing its Orion plant in Michigan to make EVs for pickups. EVs aren't selling well right now, and there's a glut. We're going to find out from Tesla after the close what's going on. We'll also find out after the close how Netflix is doing with its sales. For disclosure, my wife does own Netflix. We don't have it in managed accounts. And then unless it was transferred in the client has a low cost basis. And we do have some Tesla and some managed accounts because the clients transferred that in. Tesla has not been one of our recommend stocks. But there's a lot of pricing pressure out there, okay? And you see it in EVs, and we'll see how Netflix is coping, getting everybody to sign up for their service. So, That's kind of what's happening. But today's kind of a nasty day in the market. You know, bond yields went up dramatically in the last 2 days, and they're finally taking a toll today, as is just all the tension in the world. So hopefully Joe Biden will come home, and I don't know if he's got a lot to show for it, but it's quite an insult to show up and have the Arab community basically cancel all their meetings with you. And so this trip to the Middle East did not go as planned. So that's it. That's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating podcaster in fast market conditions. Tomorrow we got some jobs data coming out. It'll be quite fascinating to see if unemployment's starting to rise. But otherwise, you know, we're just waiting for the earnings to come out, drop kick, and drive each and every one of our stocks higher. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navalier.